survival.
What is up? Greetings, America and beyond, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and rosacea and psoriasis. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing and renewing system a miracle, it's no miracle at all. It's simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. If you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to help a loved one get off their meds, if you've got questions about formulations, ingredients, health conditions, 855-660-4261 is your number, 855-660-4261. We want to hear from you, especially if you have a success story or if you simply want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the Ingevity products that you hear us talk about and hear advertised on the program, brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite Ingevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. You can find out about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com if you want to start a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price. Click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, or you can always call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Once again, we're talking a little bit about genetics. I'm still getting letters about GMOs and GMO vitamin C and genetically modified maltodextrin, etc. Listen, folks, here's a scoop on GMOs and here's a scoop on genes. As we said yesterday, genes, little pieces of DNA, are responsible for the manufacturing of protein in a cell. Cells do lots of things, but their main role in life is to make proteins. And there are literally thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of different proteins that these little cells can make. That's all genes do. They make proteins. Genes do not make vitamins. Genes do not make minerals. Genes do not make phytonutrients. And by make, I mean code for. The only thing a gene does is it codes for a specific protein. The problem with GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and by the way, we have been genetically modifying organisms for eons, for millennia, simply grafting and doing things that gardeners have been doing and farmers have been doing for 1,000 years is considered GMO, genetic modification. What's happened over the last 30 or 40 years is we've gotten really good at it, and we know where the genes are in the DNA, and we know how to insert different genes to make things happen. This is most certainly not a good thing. Once you start playing with the genetics of a cell, you don't really know what you're getting. However, corn or vitamin C that comes from genetically modified corn is not a genetically modified vitamin C. The vitamin C that comes out of a genetically modified corn, and most vitamin C does come from corn, and most corn is genetically modified, has not been genetically modified. It is a purified product. It is not a protein. Genetically genetic modification is only about proteins. And it's not a good thing, because once you start inserting genes from different creatures or different plants into other plants, you don't really know what you're getting as far as the proteins go. The vitamin C is still vitamin C, and it doesn't matter whether that vitamin C comes from a genetically modified corn plant, or whether it comes from a apple, or whether it comes from a genetically modified orange. The vitamin C molecule, the ascorbic acid molecule, whether it comes from an orange, or whether it comes from genetically modified corn, or whether it comes from your liver, or whether it comes from anywhere, is the same molecular structure, period. And anybody who tells you that genetically modified vitamin C, vitamin C that comes from genetically modified corn is somehow a problem doesn't know chemistry. Just go to Wikipedia or go to Google Images and look at the vitamin C structure. Look at the little kind of chemical structure with the lines and the shapes. Vitamin C is a very simple molecule. That little molecule, ascorbic acid, is the same no matter where it comes from. And when you eat your vitamin C, whether you're eating it from a genetically modified, whether that vitamin C came from a genetically modified plant, or whether it came from an apple, or whether you're getting your vitamin C from an orange, wherever, by the time it makes it into your intestine, by the time it's been ground up in your stomach, and by the time it leaks through into the small intestine, and by the time it gets absorbed, it is absorbed as ascorbic acid, or more accurately, as ascorbate, and that's it. And it doesn't matter where it came from. I don't know how else to say that, people. Now, I'm not saying GMO is good. It's not good. It's awful. And we shouldn't be tweaking around with the genetics of our plants. But the fact of the matter is, vitamin C that comes from a genetically modified plant, by the time it makes it into your intestine, is the exact same molecule as any other vitamin C. And as far as maltodextrin goes, maltodextrin is a sugar. It is a long chain of glucose molecules. Go look up the chemical structure. You know, if we're going to be talking about chemistry like we know what we're talking about, we got to at least understand some of the basics. Now, you get these craziness on the internet, people who just spew stuff and don't understand the basics of how chemistry works. If we're going to have opinions, at least we should understand some of the basics about how this whole idea of genetic modification and biochemistry and chemical structures is put together. So anyway, maltodextrin is a long chain of glucose molecules. Now, I check out the internet as much as anybody else does, and I see these websites that talk about maltodextrin as being an excitotoxin, and I think, for some reason or another, Dr. Russell Blaylock, whose work I respect tremendously, the guy is brilliant, and I've read both his books, Excitotoxins and Health Secrets, and I can't see anywhere where Dr. Blaylock talks about maltodextrin. Now, maybe he does, and maybe I'm missing something, but I keep seeing him quoted on the internet as saying that maltodextrin is some kind of excitotoxin, or maltodextrin is a disguised term for MSG. From a chemistry standpoint, now, I'm willing to be open-minded about this. If somebody can show me how a long string of glucose molecules is somehow the same as monosodium glutamate, which is an amino acid derivative, completely different chemical structure. But if somebody can tell me how MSG is somehow related to maltodextrin, I'm all ears. I want to hear. But from a chemistry standpoint, I can't figure out what people are talking about or writing about on the internet when they make this connection between excitotoxins like MSG, bad stuff, and maltodextrin. Maltodextrin, from a chemistry standpoint, is nothing more than a polymerized or long chain of glucose molecules, long chemical structure, a polysaccharide. It's a sugar. Monosodium glutamate is an amino acid. It's like apples and oranges. Like red and blue. They're not anything to do with each other. Now, unless somebody can show me how MSG has been contaminated, or maltodextrin has been contaminated, or I don't know how you can make that connection. Maltodextrin is a thickener. It's a polysaccharide. Doesn't have much of a sweet taste. It's used to to give products a certain thickness and a certain body, mostly liquid products, a certain thickness and body. So anyway, I don't mean to be preachy here, but I'm all ears. If somebody can show me how MSG is related to maltodextrin, if somebody can show me how maltodextrin in any way, shape, or form is an excitotoxin, and I wanted to talk about cancer and genetics, but I got a little sidetracked. We'll come back. We'll We'll talk a little bit about cancer and genetic changes. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number 855-660-3261. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, head over to brightsideben.com. You can also do go to Ben Fuchs Archives. My friend Peter from England put that up. Ben Fuchs Archives has got all the shows, and it's got them described. Peter listened to all the programs and then took notes and got little descriptions of all the shows. Thank you, Peter, in the UK for doing that.
And let's see what else I could tell you here. 855-660-4261 is our number. We're talking a little bit about GMOs and genetics. I wanted to talk about cancer and genetics, but I got a bunch of emails. I got three emails back-to-back-to-back about maltodextrin and about GMO corn and vitamin C, and it just made me think about how much misunderstanding there is about this idea of GMOs and maltodextrin. Maltodextrin I hear about periodically. Apparently, somebody's quoting, somebody somehow got the idea that Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock, is making a link between maltodextrin and MSG, and I can't imagine Dr. Blaylock doing that. And I've looked through his books, his two wonderful books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and Health Secrets, neither of those books mention anything about maltodextrin, and I can't find anything on the web where Dr. Blaylock himself talks about maltodextrin, but I see him quoted on other websites talking about maltodextrin and MSG. Now, if anybody out there can tell me how MSG, which is a protein, a hydrolyzed protein, and by the way, hydrolyzed vegetable protein is a disguised term for MSG, which is a glutamate. Glutamate is a type of amino acid and an excitotoxin, certainly. MSG is not good stuff, but it has nothing to do with maltodextrin. From a chemistry standpoint, they're apples and oranges, and I cannot imagine how Dr. Blaylock would make that connection. But if anybody out there has seen or heard Dr. Blaylock make that connection or can show me him quoted as saying that maltodextrin is MSG, I'm just going to have to chalk that up to more internet baloney because it doesn't make sense from a chemistry perspective. And as far as GMO corn goes, which is most certainly not a good thing, I wouldn't be messing around with GMOs if I didn't have to, and you don't have to. Be very careful with GMO foods. But as far as the things that come from GMO plants, like corn, they're not the same as genetically modified proteins. Genes are only connected to proteins. Genes code for proteins. Each gene codes for a specific kind of protein. The problem is, sometimes genes will code for multiple proteins, and this is the issue with GMOs. You stick a gene in, and you don't really know what that plant is going to end up producing from that one gene. And all these different genes have interrelationships with other genes, so once you insert a gene, you don't really know what you're getting once you insert a gene from one species or one plant species into another plant, and that's the big problem with GMOs. Anyway, don't want to beat a dead horse, just want to get that out of the way. So, genes code for all proteins that a cell makes. The raison d'etre of a cell is to make protein. The reason a cell is alive, the purpose of a cell's purpose for existing is to make proteins. These come from genes. Genes turn on and off all the time. This is called gene regulation. And they turn on and off depending on the environment they're in. Cancer is not caused by a genetic change. Genetic changes are associated with cancer, but they're not causally related to cancer. If genetic changes are only a marker, they're only a sign that there's some kind of a change that's occurred in the cell, what is it exactly that turns the cell cancerous? If it's not the genes are only a sign, they're only a symptom, they're only a marker, what is it at the end of the day that ultimately makes a cell turn cancerous? This is the key question we want to ask if we want to understand cancer. Yes, there are genetic changes associated with cancer, but something is making those genes change. Now, if you ask the average person about cancer or the average healthcare professional about cancer, they're not going to really know much about it. They'll probably tell you it has something to do with genes, but it doesn't, and this is something that we want to know if we're going to be able to address this horrible scourge, the emperor of all maladies, the second leading cause of death in this country, that is responsible for affecting millions of lives if you include family members and you include people who get cancer every year. We really want to know what is it exactly that causes cancer, and it may come as a surprise to some folks that we've known, at least since 1956, what it is that turns a cell cancerous, that makes a cell become cancerous. In 1956, Dr. Otto Warburg, most people haven't heard of this guy, but he's considered to be one of the most brilliant biochemists who ever lived. Dr. Otto Warburg was a German biochemist, a medical doctor, a physiologist, and a Nobel Prize winner, and the director of the Max Planck Institute for Cell Physiology, and highly, highly regarded among scientists as being one of the most important biochemists in the history of biochemistry. Dr. Otto Warburg wrote an article in the journal Science back in 1956, a highly regarded paper called On the Origin of Cancer Cells. And in this article, Dr. Warburg clearly states that a cancer cell is a cell that has learned to survive under conditions of low oxygen. Now, where have you heard that before? We've talked about this many times. Deficiencies in oxygen, suffocation of a cell, is the fastest, most effective way to make that cell turn cancerous. And this is what Dr. Warburg said, and he did a lot of research on cancer and oxygen. A cancer cell is a cell that has been suffocated for so long, it turns to a primitive form of energy production. Cells want to get their energy via this electrical train of health, which is what we're calling this interaction between oxygen and electricity, oxygen pulling electricity into cells. This is the way cells prefer to get their energy, but under conditions of oxygen deficiency, under conditions of suffocation, cells will turn to a primitive form of energy production, a basic, inefficient form of energy production, which is inefficient, but it's the best the cell can do under conditions of suffocation. It's better than nothing, even though it's inefficient. And this is a form of energy production that uses sugar instead of oxygen. When cells get energy from oxygen, this is referred to as respiration. When cells get energy from sugar, this is called fermentation. Same kind of fermentation that occurs by the action of bacteria on sugar. A cancer cell is a cell that has learned to derive energy from fermentation, from the processing of sugar without oxygen. And this is a much less efficient form of energy production, tremendously less efficient form of energy production than the kind of energy that a cell can get from oxygen. This form of energy derivation that a cell will go into when it's suffocated from oxygen is so efficient that over time the cell becomes dysfunctional, it becomes distorted, it has a weird shape to it, and it divides out of control. Cells don't get enough energy from sugar. They'll get enough energy to survive, but they don't get enough energy to do their thing correctly, and this is what ends up leading to cancer. Quoting Dr. Warburg in his classic article, quote, "Cancer cells originate from normal body cells in two phases. The first phase is the irreversible injuring of respiration. The irreversible injuring of respiration is followed as the second phase by a long struggle for existence by the injured cell to maintain its structure," unquote. In other words, what Dr. Warburg is telling us, first cells suffocate and then they become cancerous. First they suffocate, then they become cancerous. In the journal Molecular Cancer, January 2003, hypoxia, which is just another fancy way of saying low levels of oxygen in a cell, hypoxia results in, quote, "gene mutations. Most of these mechanisms contribute to tumor progression. Therefore, tissue hypoxia is a central factor for tumor aggressiveness and metastases. This is from the journal Molecular Cancer. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And we are back on the Bright Side Pharmacist Bed here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. $50 a canister, is loaded with nutrients. Most folks will notice results like more energy and weight loss and lower blood pressure and appetite suppression within one or two days. A couple scoops per dose per day. Best to sip your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, by the way. You don't want to take too much of it. If you're not absorbing your nutrients, because there's so much nutrition in this stuff, it's going to pass through your body. If you don't absorb it, and it'll pass through into your large intestine, where it will pull water, and you'll experience loose stools or diarrhea. If you are experiencing loose stools or diarrhea with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, cut back on the dose, sip on it slowly. That's the best way to get your nutrients anyway, is to sip on it slowly so your body kind of takes what it needs over the course of a longer period of time, kind of like an IV drip in a hospital.
You want to sip on your nutrients. Always want to sip on your nutrients slowly. Don't take them all at once. I know a lot of folks are, when they get the BTT, they get all excited and they start doing it right away. I talked to a guy yesterday. He was doing 5 scoops all at once. And sure enough, he ended up with loose stools. And this can happen if you're not absorbing your nutrients. So, number one, you want to sip on it slowly. But number two, if you are experiencing malabsorption, that could be a sign that that you're going to be dealing with degenerative diseases or degenerative breakdown over the course of time. So if you aren't absorbing your nutrients or you get loose stools after you take the BTT, you may want to consider this to be a sign that you may be dealing with some malabsorption issues. Use digestive enzymes, use apple cider vinegar, use lecithin, probiotics, all the things that you can use do to help absorb, help improve absorption, and sip on your BTT slowly throughout the day. All right, our number today, 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, or if you have a success story you'd like to share, time to hit the phones. Let's go off to Texas and welcome Carl to the Bright Side. What's going on, Carl? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay, my man. It's me again.
Carl.
Yes. I've called many times within the last, I don't know, 6-7 weeks. And I'm
Is that a good thing? Are you calling because we're helping you, or are you calling because we're not helping you?
No, I keep telling people, man, you need to listen to the three top guys. And you're on that top list along with Dr. Glidden and Dr. Wallach. And
well, I'm in good company.
I don't know, man. All I can tell you is that it's done really great for me. And I'm just trying to get people's bios. I'm like, tell me what your issue is. I'll call up then. And keep calling until I reach him. And that's what I do. So,
okay, well, good deal.
Anyway.
Let's see what we can do for you today.
Okay, we have an African-American. He's a male, 48 years young, non-smoker. He was a sinus sufferer as a child, but up until 7 years ago. Now, the amazing thing is he's developed eczema over 80% of his body and mainly his face. He looks like he's 20 years older. And so he says his diet is bad. Eats chicken, fish, veggies, but his main issue, and I already told him what it was, is his sweet tooth.
You
tell me what's the remedy, what he can do.
Super easy to treat. Eczema is super easy. And I'm glad you called it, Carl, because a lot of folks are dealing with eczema. And by the way, the fact that he's got such a severe case, 80% of his body covered with eczema, that's pretty severe. That's actually good news. You know, when I was in high school and I was playing baseball, they used to tell us, when you're in high school, I was a good baseball player until high school, but in high school they started throwing the ball really hard, and all of a sudden I was looking at 80-mile-an-hour fastballs, and they used to tell us all the time, which I never did get the hang of this, but they used to tell us all the time, the faster they come in, the faster they'll go out. The harder, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And in terms of the body, you can relate this to the sicker you are, the faster you can make a recovery. The more weight you need to lose, the faster you're going to begin to lose the weight. And this is the great gift about the human body is the faster the pitch comes in, the faster it's going to come out. The sicker you are, the faster you're going to recover. And the fact that he has eczema, over 80% of the body, is actually great news in terms of recovery, because this is a guy who is so broken down that he's going to notice results really quickly, probably within 1 or 2 days when you start to do a couple of things. First of all, when it comes to eczema, the top strategy involves eating. Eczema is a classic example of an immune system disorder that shows up on the skin, much the same as psoriasis is an immune system disorder. The skin is, next to the digestive tract, the most important component of the body's defensive system. As you can imagine, the skin is constantly in a battle with the environment. It's on the outside part of the environment. It's in nature. The divine force has set up a system where the body's army defense department will be located to a large extent on the skin. Next to the digestive system, most of the army, most of the defense department is in the skin. So when you have some kind of attack, something that's going on that's activating the immune system, you're very likely going to end up with some kind of skin reaction like eczema or psoriasis. So first and foremost, you got to associate the breakouts, the eczematic breakouts, with specific kinds of foods. The most likely suspects are going to be, as I'm sure you've heard me say a million times, dairy, eggs, grains of all kinds, not just gluten. Don't even say the word gluten. It's grains of all kinds. There's lots of things in grains. We talked at length a couple months back about lectins, which are gluten-like substances that are found in all grains. It doesn't matter if they're gluten-free. All grains. Dairy, grains, eggs, legumes, which include peanuts and soy.
And legumes are kind of beans. These are the most likely suspects, but it could be anything that can trigger eczema. Tomatoes can do it. Spinach can do it. I hear people say, oh, I eat well. I eat really good. I eat really clean, thinking that, you know, they're all eating all vegetables. And it turns out that they got a problem with tomatoes or a problem with peppers. So any kind of food that triggers an eczematic response that makes the eczema worse has to be eliminated. Secondly, for eczema and psoriasis, you want to focus on beefing up, potentizing, strengthening the digestive systems. Number one, eliminating problem foods. Number two, getting on the best probiotic supplement you could find. I've said this so many times before, I'll say it again. A probiotic supplement, 80 billion units a day, multiple strains of bacteria, something like the Nightly Essence from Longevity, is the cost of doing business for being alive. It's like every business has, if you start a business, you don't argue about the cost of your inventory, you don't argue about your rent, you gotta pay for your computers, you gotta pay for your employees, whatever it takes to run a business. If you're gonna start a business, you gotta pay for it. You don't not pay for it. You don't say, well, I can't afford to pay my employees, I'm not gonna have any employees, or I can't afford my computer, so I'm gonna run a business without a computer. No, you raise the price on your product and you keep your computer. Because you can't run a business without a computer. Well, likewise, in the business of being alive, you got a cost of doing business. You don't say, I can't afford probiotics, so I'm just going to avoid it any more than you say, I can't afford rent, so I'm not going to pay my rent for my business. So probiotics are the cost of doing business for being alive, especially if you're dealing with eczema. And by the way, just these two moves alone, eliminating problem foods and getting on a good probiotic supplement, can make a huge difference for your friend with the eczema. In fact, I'm almost guaranteeing you they're going to make a difference with his eczema, almost, because there might be some other things going on. Now, in addition to probiotics, you want to make sure he's using apple cider vinegar. You want to make after meals, and you want to make sure he's taking digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes between meals and digestive enzymes after meals or with his meals. Between meals, they can have a wonderful anti-inflammatory property, and eczema is partially related to inflammation in the skin. So, apple cider vinegar, digestive enzymes, lecithin, probiotics, you can throw in the Z-radical, you can throw in bone soup, eating less food. These are all strategies for supporting the digestive system. Eczema and digestive system are linked like two peas in a pod. There's a couple more things that you want to do directly for eczema. Hang tight, Carl, we'll finish up. And then Ralph and Jess, stay there, stay put. We'll get you when we come back from our break as well. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We're coming back at you right after this.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-532-5388. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about cancer and ways that you can protect yourself from cancer. And let's see what else. And then we'll talk about the electrical train of health as well. And then I'll tell you about this article that I got off of Medscape about a new treatment. It's not really new if you've been listening to The Bright Side, but to these folks at Duke University in North Carolina, it's a new treatment for cancer. In the entire field of cancer research, there have only been a handful of studies on this new treatment, new to the folks at Duke University for dealing with cancer. I'll tell you what this is tomorrow. If you've been listening to The Bright Side, you know what I'm going to be talking about. But if you know anybody dealing with cancer, if you're dealing with cancer, if you want to prevent yourself from getting cancer, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow as we continue talking about cancer genetics and the electrical train of health. All right, back to the phones. Carl in Texas, we're talking about eczema. Carl, you there, bro?
Yes, I'm here, and I wanted to find out real short about the egg thing. Can you not eat eggs?
I didn't say that. I didn't say he can or can't eat anything. I'm just telling you these are things he has to look out for. So probably a good idea would be for him to eat a bunch of eggs and see what happens. That's one of the best ways you can tell about how you're responding to a specific food, especially if it's a food that you like, is eat a whole bunch of it and see what happens. So you may want to eat a bunch of eggs and see what happens. Eggs are a little tricky because sometimes you can eat soft-boiled eggs, but you can't eat hard-boiled eggs. Or sometimes you can eat poached eggs, but you can't eat scrambled eggs. Or sometimes you can eat raw eggs, but you can't eat cooked eggs. So you got to kind, or sometimes you can eat cooked eggs, but you can't eat raw eggs. So you got to see how you respond to the eggs and how to the different forms of eggs, to the grains and the different forms of grains. I'm not telling you what he can do or can't do. I'm just saying these are things he wants to look out for. So number one, eliminate those foods eliminate problem foods. See how he does with foods, and then if there's any food that's a problem, that's going to be something he wants to eliminate. Dairy, eggs, grains, peanuts, and soy, or legumes, grains, dairy, and eggs. Legumes include soy and peanuts and beans. Those are the most likely suspects, but it could be anything. And he just has to see how he does. Probiotics, digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar, the glucogel caps, lecithin, Z-radical, bone soup. These are all strategies for building the digestive system. If he already knows he's got constipation or diarrhea or loose stools or cramping or bloating, which he probably does know he has, then kind of look to see which one of these supplements helps alleviate these digestive symptoms. The bottom line of what I'm trying to say here is focus on the digestive system for eczema or psoriasis. That's number one. Number two, Eczema is connected, and all skin conditions are connected to issues with malabsorption of fats or lack of intake of fats. And by fats, I mean fatty vitamins, especially vitamins A and D. 20,000 international units of vitamin A is a good supplement for eczema and psoriasis. Eczema is kind of like psoriasis, except it's the mirror image of psoriasis. Eczema is when skin cells are not growing correctly. Psoriasis is when skin cells are growing too fast. So an eczema plaque looks like pink and sort of raw because the skin cells are not growing fast enough or not growing appropriately enough. And psoriasis looks like plaques where your skin cells are growing too much. They're like mirror images of each other, but they're both very similar in terms of their causes. So focus on fats and fatty vitamins. Vitamin A, 20,000 international units a day. Make sure he's getting some sun. Or he can use fish oil to get his vitamin D or even vitamin D supplements, although I'm not a big believer in the vitamin D supplements. It's much more efficient to help your skin make its own vitamin D in response to the sun. Essential fatty acids, especially from fish oil, especially omega-3 fats from flax as well, very important for eczema and psoriasis and all skin conditions. Use Udo's Blend, use the Ultimate EFAs, use fish oil, cod liver oil, make sure it's Carlson's cod liver oil or some reputable cod liver oil. A cod makes the best kind of fish oils. Don't get the generic fish oil where it just says fish oil because you don't know what you're getting. Use cod and use the liver oil. And then there's minerals. And minerals I lump together with fats because if you're not absorbing your fats, you're probably going to have a problem absorbing your minerals. There's an especially important relationship between zinc and the skin and between zinc and vitamin A. Vitamin A and zinc go together. And all skin conditions benefit from zinc supplementation, especially if you're not getting enough zinc, and most of us aren't unless we're supplementing. 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate along with your vitamin A. Make sure he's getting bile salts or taking his fatty substances, his fatty vitamins and minerals with fatty meals and with bile salts and lecithin and the digestive enzymes to make sure he's absorbing these substances as well as the essential fatty acids. Kind of lump all these fatty vitamins and essential fatty acids and minerals together with fatty meals and with fat support supplements like bile salts, lecithin, and digestive enzymes. Topical vitamin C can be helpful. Topical zinc can be helpful. These are putting right on the eczematic plaque. And eczematic wound. And by all means, make sure that he's on the Mighty 90 just to make sure he's covering all of his bases. The skin turns over faster than any other system in the body. Skin cells are growing every 4 to 8, or turning over every 4 to 8 weeks. That means nutritional deficiencies will show up on the skin really quickly. The skin is like a window to what's happening inside the body. And the good news is the skin, skin conditions will resolve very quickly as well as soon as you start to correct digestive problems and as soon as you start to get some good nutrition in the system. Carl, my friend, if he does everything I just said there, I can guarantee you, almost guarantee you, 99% guarantee that he's going to notice results really quickly within one or two days probably, but certainly within a week or so. And stay in touch. I'd like to hear how he's doing. Okay, Carl?
You got it. That's a lot of info, but I'll definitely pass it on to him and let him listen to the archive of the show.
Thank you, Carl. Have a beautiful day, buddy. All right, moving on to Maryland. What is going on, Ralph? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Yeah, how you doing, Ben? I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Work you're doing.
Thank you.
My question today is about joint health. I've got arthritic pain in my knees that I've been able to reverse with glucogel, but then I neglected things for maybe 6 weeks or so, and when it returned, my knee joints, returned with a vengeance, and I began to develop a misshape, you know, an odd shaping and, you know, lumps and whatnot on
How old are you?
Joints.
How old are you, Ralph?
61.
Okay, well, we don't got time to waste here. A couple things. First of all, number one, any kind of joint conditions, pain, arthritis, degeneration in the joints, treat that as an inflammatory disorder. Inflammation is the flip side of the coin of the immune system. Inflammation is how the immune system shows up. And any kind of degenerative joint issue should be considered an inflammatory issue, which means it should be considered an immune system issue. Immune system is the defense system. So any kind of joint inflammation should be considered an attack on the body from the outside to the inside. You've got your defense department. Your army has been mobilized. You've got a red alert. The defense department has been activated. So what you got to do is you got to figure out what's activating the defense system. And like our previous caller, Carl, focus on problem foods. If you have any digestive issues, that's great news because that is your diagnostic tool for how well you're correcting your digestive health issues. So if you have loose stools, you have constipation, you have gas, bloating, heartburn, any of these things, you want to start to control the foods you eat to the point where these symptoms, these digestive symptoms, are alleviated. That means eliminating problem foods, same idea like we talked about the last caller, grains, dairy, peanuts, legumes, soy, eggs, spinach, tomatoes, potatoes. It could be anything, really. Watch for problem foods. Jot down everything you eat. Jot down how you feel a couple hours after you eat that food. Try to eat just one type of food so you can isolate the problems and then eliminate those foods. Get yourself on digestive enzymes for the digestive system, but also for inflammation. Digestive enzymes are stupendously anti-inflammatory, as we've been talking about for the last couple of days. Get on the ultimate enzymes. Use apple cider vinegar with the enzymes. Take the enzymes with meals and take them on an empty stomach. With meals, they'll help you digest your food and correct any digestive problems. And on an empty stomach, you can take advantage of their anti-inflammatory properties. Use probiotics. Use bone soup. It's wonderfully anti-inflammatory, supports the immune system, and it's great for the digestive system. Same with the Z-radical. Z-radical is kind of like a type of bone soup in the sense that the sugars that are in the cartilage of bones are also found, similar sugars are also found in seaweed. And these sugars can have a wonderful anti-inflammatory and immune boosting benefits. And they'll also help you with your joints too. Stay on that glucosamine, and you always want to take your glucogel caps with vitamin C. Vitamin C and glucosamine work together. They're two peas in a pod, as they say, and they help each other work. So take about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C or the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get on the BTT and take it with the glucogel caps. Essential fatty acids are also very important for joint health. If you have any problems absorbing fats, and you'll know you have problems absorbing fats because by eating fats and seeing how you feel after that. And there's so much more to talk about here, Ralph. Hey, can I get you to call tomorrow, buddy? I'd love to be able to talk to you some more about this. There's so much more I want to say, and we can help a lot of folks. Call first thing. I'll get you up at the top of the line tomorrow on the Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, folks. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll talk about a little bit more about genetics and cancer. And let's see what else. And we'll continue talking about the electrical train of health. I'll tell you where the electricity is coming from that's on the electrical train of health. At the end of the day, supercharges and gives our cells the energy that they need to do what they do. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. I love being here. Thank you so much for your Facebook. Thank you so much for your letters. Appreciate all you guys. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. My pharmacist, Ben, will talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.